think we can get started.
Okay.
So our next presenting company today will be BriaCell Therapeutics, and presenting will be William Williams, and he's the CEO.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. BriaCell Therapeutics, we are, in fact, the future of cancer immunotherapy. And here's our forward-looking statements. We are developing the first off-the-shelf personalized approach to cancer immunotherapy targeting breast cancer, which is a very large unmet medical need with a very lucrative market opportunity. We have impressive results from two completed proof-of-concept studies with rapid response rates, successful retreatment following relapse, and an excellent safety profile. Our lead candidate is BriaIMT, is in the clinic, has completed confirmatory phase I testing, and is now in phase IIa studies, including a rollover protocol so that people can be treated in combination with Keytruda or Yervoy if they don't respond to the initial therapy. Our BriaOTS is very exciting. It's what we're developing. This is our off-the-shelf personalized approach to cancer immunotherapy, which will allow us to address 90% of the breast cancer population. We have an experienced management team and significant near-term news flow. So if you look at the landscape for immunotherapy right now, checkpoint inhibitors are approved. They work in some tumor types and in some of those patients, but they also have side effects such as autoimmune disease. Therapeutic cancer vaccines have been shown to be able to induce specific immune responses against tumors, but they're probably not specific enough to the patient to be effective. Those that are actually effective, such as Provenge, which is clearly works, has been approved, but because each dose has to be manufactured for each patient, is a manufacturing nightmare and is also extremely costly and time-consuming. Our off-the-shelf personalized immunotherapy approach will allow us to tailor therapy to the individual patient, but in a manner that's off-the-shelf and does not require personalized manufacturing. The way we got here was by the work of Chuck Wiseman, who developed multiple cell lines over the years to be used in immunotherapy for cancer. He found one that was extremely effective. SVBR1 was used initially in a proof-of-concept study where it was safe, well-tolerated, and seemed to prolong survival. But then he modified the cell line so that it secreted GM-CSF and was more immunostimulatory. And this, in fact, was not only resulted in better survival, but had one extremely interesting, robust responder I'll talk more about in a moment. But this is our cell line. It does some things that other cell-based immunotherapies do. It makes breast cancer antigens in this case, which are taken up by dendritic cells, processed and presented to CD4 and CD8 positive T cells, which then go on to attack the tumor. It also makes GM-CSF, which further activates the dendritic cells so that it's more effective in stimulating these T cells. But what's completely unique about our cell line is that it seems to be able to directly stimulate class one restricted and class two restricted T cells, both helper T cells and killer T cells, effectively boosting the immune response so that we get an extremely effective immune response against the tumor, and that is unique. This is our initial patient who had a tremendous response with metastatic breast cancer. You can see after six inoculations over 5 months, not only did the breast lesions get better, but lung and soft tissue lesions disappeared. She stopped therapy because the protocol was only 5 months. She relapsed, including brain metastasis, was retreated, and responded again, including complete remission of the brain metastasis. So what made her unique amongst the patients that we've treated so far? Specifically, she had a double match with the cell line at HLA-A and HLA-DR-beta-3. So you can see this double match here. Extremely important because it gave us the idea of the mechanism of action. It gave us an idea of how to target those patients that are most likely to respond. And it also gave us the idea on how to develop our BriaOTS series of cell lines, which will match HLA types to many more patients by engineering the cell line to express different HLA types. And this has recently been confirmed in our open phase I/IIa study, where we had another patient who is also a double match at two HLA loci. And this patient, in fact, had a clear response of multiple bilateral pulmonary nodules, essentially over 20 or approximately 20 pulmonary nodules pretty much disappeared or left small scars in their place. So this further supports our hypothesis of a heightened antitumor response of BRIA IMT with HLA matching and gives us a clear path to develop our diagnostic to further select patients who are most likely to respond. So we also are looking at some biomarkers of response, such as soluble CD40 ligand, which could allow us to detect early responses in individual patients. The other thing that's very interesting about this is that we should work extremely well in combination with other immunotherapies. You can imagine that we are basically putting the foot on the gas of the immune response, stimulating a specific immune response against the breast cancer itself. At the same time, current immunotherapies tend to take the foot off the brake of the immune response, allowing the immune response to go forward unimpeded. By using both together, we should get an extremely robust response, and of course, we're in conversation with multiple different pharmaceutical companies about doing combination therapy with a variety of different checkpoint inhibitors and other immunotherapies that are being developed. The off-the-shelf personalized immunotherapy approach is under development right now. These cell lines will be pre-manufactured to express different HLA alleles, covering approximately 90% of the population. Our companion diagnostic will allow us to select the off-the-shelf cell lines that will be tailored to the individual patient so that each patient will have a personalized mix and match of off-the-shelf alleles, personalized therapy without the need for the personalized manufacturing. Schematically, this is how it would work. The patient would come in, would have their HLA testing done. We would find out that they had the blue HLA class 2 type and the yellow class 1 type. We would pick off the shelf the blue and the yellow cell lines that express those particular alleles. They'd be frozen down. We'd ship them to the clinical site where they would be thawed out and directly inoculated into the patient. It's extremely simple, but it's extremely elegant because it tailors the therapy to the individual patient, but without the need for the personalized manufacturing. Come on. Here we go. So where are we in our clinical development? What's our strategy? We are currently in our confirmatory monotherapy phase 2A study with BRIA IMT. This has already given us additional support for the HLA matching hypothesis. We have a combination therapy study open where patients who develop progressive disease can go on to be treated in combination with Keytruda or Yervoid, depending on their PD-L1-2 status of their tumors. And we are also going to be modifying this so we can directly enroll patients into this study with a monotherapy run-in. And then our off-the-shelf personalized approach is going to be coming into the clinic, we believe, early next year. We're in the process of developing these cell lines right now. The monotherapy study is ongoing with BRIA IMT. Here's the combination therapy study. But the off-the-shelf personalized approach should be hitting the clinic early next year, and we're in discussion with potential partners at other various combinations to look at. We could get into a registration study as early as 2020 with our current version BRIA IMT and the off-the-shelf version probably a couple of years behind that. This is just the design of our clinical studies where we have dosing in the monotherapy study every 2 weeks for the first month, and then once a month with periodic evaluations. If they progress, they go into the combination rollover protocol. And this is the combination rollover protocol where the treatment is every 3 weeks to basically match with the regimen for Keytruda and Yervoy. And those patients can be treated indefinitely as long as they're receiving clinical benefit. We also have a pipeline with a protein kinase C delta inhibitor. This is an extremely interesting approach to the treatment of RAS-transformed tumors. RAS transformation accounts for 30% of all cancers, but RAS has been termed undruggable. People have not been able to develop a specific RAS inhibitor. So what we have done is we've done an end-around because the scientists who developed this, Doug Fowler at BU and Bob Williams at Colorado State, found that RAS-transformed tumors become basically addicted to protein kinase C delta because delta prevents RAS from being degraded. So if you block delta, then RAS is degraded, the cells growth arrest and undergo programmed cell death. And this is an earlier stage asset. It's in the medicinal chemistry stage, but it is an extremely powerful technology going forward. They've already managed to develop extremely potent and selective inhibitors, nanomolar potency with 1,000-fold selectivity against protein kinase C-alpha. And so these are already been shown in a number of preclinical models to be extremely effective. That's been shown in lung cancer. It's been shown in neuroendocrine tumors. It's been shown in pancreatic cancer. And it's been shown in melanoma, as well as breast cancer that's transformed by RAS. And other people have also shown activity in colorectal cancer. So this is an extremely powerful technology to get at a huge unmet medical need with people with RAS-transformed cancers. And that is probably a couple of years from getting into the clinic right now. You can just see who we are. My experience, I came from Incyte Corporation, GlaxoSmithKline before that. I'm an adjunct at University of Pennsylvania in the medical school there. We have some very good people. Marcus Latcher is our senior director of R&D, has been involved in multiple biotech companies. We have a lot of experience on the corporate development side and excellent CFO. Our veteran board of directors, Saeed Babai, who's been a biotech maven for many years, Raul Charan, Martin Schmieg, also very prominent in the biotech area. Chuck Wiseman is our founder and co-director in the board of directors. Our scientific advisory board includes people like Brian Metcalf, who was the head of R&D at Incyte, head of medicinal chemistry at SmithKline Beecham, Doug Fowler, who has started multiple small biotech companies, as well as Bob Williams, Tom Kieber-Emmons, immunology expert, as well as Maria Trojanowska. So this is kind of what our financials are at the moment. You can see that we've done a tremendous amount with a relatively modest capital raise so far in Canadian dollars. We are traded on the TSX Venture and on the OTCQB. And the comparables show you that we're vastly undervalued compared to other companies that are in this space. Our visibility is increasing very rapidly, so this is the time to get involved. Again, this is the summary. We're developing the first off-the-shelf personalized approach to immunotherapy targeting advanced breast cancer. We have good results, impressive results from two completed proof-of-concept studies. We've recently got confirmatory results in our ongoing Phase 1, Phase 2A study. We are enrolling that study as well as combination therapy with Keytruda or Yervoy, and we have the BRIA OTS, the off-the-shelf version, in development right now, scheduled to enter the clinic early in 2019, and we have significant near-term news flow, just to show you briefly what we have coming up in the off-the-shelf cell line development. We're developing that this year and hope to get into the clinic early next year with that. Our BRIA IMT is in the clinic right now, and this has a lot of things coming up this year, including publications, presentations, data on additional patients, combination therapy. And then finally, we have other programs that are ongoing. So thank you very much for your attention.